Thank you, Bob. I'd like to address the younger people here this morning for a few moments. If you're not a younger person, you can listen in if you like, but directed to the young people. Some years ago, I took a party of people into the desert, riding on camels, sleeping with the Bedouin in their tents at night, and enjoying being in the wilderness, the desert, miles and miles and miles of just sand. And we were trekking on the camels, about 15 of us, trekking across the desert. And one of our party was a lady of 84, and she was on camel as well. I don't know if you've ever tried to sit on a camel, to mount a camel, but it's a very difficult exercise. It looks easy to start with. The camel sits on the floor with its belly on the floor, and the saddle is just a couple of feet above the ground. And you swing your leg over the saddle, and you're on. And then the fun begins as the camel stands up. First, the back legs go halfway up, and you're nearly thrown over the head of the camel. Then the front legs come up, and you're nearly thrown over the tail of the camel. Then the back legs go to full strength, and you're nearly over the front of the camel again. I was on my camel, and the lady in front of me, 84 years of age, came up to full height, whereupon my camel bit her camel on the backside. Her camel bellowed at the top of its voice, so did she, as they took off across the desert, over the sand dunes, and out of sight. And you can only make a camel run if you hit it, or if it's bitten, or if there's water ahead and it's thirsty. So our camels just meandered over the desert, following this wayward camel and its 84-year-old rider. We caught up about half an hour later. She was still screaming, but delighted nonetheless to still be in the saddle. That was a miracle, I think. And our Bedouin guide, thought that it was really time for lunch. We should stop and have a break. So I looked around for the KFC sign, wasn't one. Looked around for McDonald's, there wasn't one. Just sand. And the guide hopped off his camel. He built a fire, lit the fire, put some water on it to boil. And he said, right, before we have a meal, we wash our hands. And he went over to a bush that looked dead and dry, stripped the twigs off it, rubbed them in his hands, and it smelt just like soap. It took off the grease and the oil from our hands, and he said, right, now we're ready for food. How about some chicken soup? So I looked around for the poor chicken, no chicken in sight. And he rummaged under the sand, pulled out some roots from under the ground, threw them into the pot. It smelled just like chicken soup, and so we had a feast of chicken soup. And then he said, right, now for some stew. And he broke off some twigs and some leaves from another branch and some roots from this one and more roots from that one, threw it all in the pot, boiled it up, and sure enough, it smelled just like stew. And we ate our fill in the desert. He mixed up a bit of flour that he had with him, threw it on a hot stone, made some bread, and we were completely satisfied. But it made me think, without the Bedouin guide, we would probably have starved. You need to know where the food is. And you know, in the Christian life, it's not unlike that. Life can seem like a bit of a wilderness, a bit of a desert, a bit of a dry place, a bit hostile. And we need to be guided to where the nourishment is, the food, the spiritual food that's contained in this book. And our guide is not a Bedouin, but the Holy Spirit. And if we ask him, he will direct us in our particular wilderness to the nourishment that we particularly need for today, to feed us, to help us to live, and to live our spiritual lives as Christians. Well, may God give us the understanding and also that we would call on his name to be fed. Jesus, of course, is the bread of life, and he was born, as you know, in Bethlehem. And Bethlehem is an anglicized version of a Hebrew word, Beit Lechem, which means house of bread. Jesus, who is the bread of life, was born in a village called the house of bread, and he comes to us to feed us spiritually today, to nourish us. And we'll be remembering that in communion a little later on.